Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Adam McAlvey joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Adam. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Well, it was nice to see Jesus get off the Schneid. I mean, I guess that's, if you're going to take anything away from last night's ballgame, that's what it is.
Yeah, because look, if you want them to release Jesus Aguilar because he's off to a bad start, that is certainly one option. I don't think it's a very good option before the calendar turns to May. I don't think that would be very smart, and obviously the Brewers didn't think it would be very smart either because they've continued to try to give him ways to figure this out. And last night was, they hope, the start of something. I mean, obviously he's got to do it for more than one day, but just to get that first homer on the board, I mean, you could see, you could literally see the weight come off his shoulders. You saw the dugout celebration last night and what it meant to his teammates. It was a big thing. And look, they tried everything. They tried sticking with him every day. They tried kicking him out of the lineup. They tried more batting practice, less batting practice. They really tried all kinds of different things. And it sometimes it gets to a point where everybody is trying so hard to help him out with great intentions that it almost perpetuates the slump because he's got so much going on in his mind. So it was kind of cool that he said it was a telephone chat with Andrés Galarraga that helped him sort of sort through some things mentally. And who knows whether that's what did it last night, but you know, it happened to come on the same day as Jesus had his little breakout.
Well, and I'm not going to deny, I was kind of one of the people that were saying, hey, look, I don't know how much longer you can go with this guy. I think Craig Counsell just is under the wait-and-see policy at this point because he had said specifically, maybe this breaks the dam open and you get the guy that you were expecting to get from last season. Now, you're just going to...
Yeah.
Which is true because you're not going to send him anywhere because he doesn't have options.
Yeah, you can't. So it's... You know, you wave him, he gets claimed by somebody who has more patience to let him see it through. And, look, it's the same thing with these young pitchers. And I get, you know, right now they are in a position as a franchise where the urgency of every game is important because you're a contending team. You feel like you're a World Series contender. Is butting up against the fact of baseball that patience is required in so many instances. And you are often rewarded for your patience, even as you are playing with urgency. And those two things, every time of this year, for every team, there's people in my position and people in your position are having this debate, whether it's a pitcher, a hitter, whoever. I guarantee you there's 29 other cities right now where people are talking on the radio about the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And look, sometimes you do reach a point where you have to move on. With Alex Wilson, they moved on. Maybe he stays in the organization. Maybe he doesn't get claimed. And maybe he accepts an assignment to the minor leagues. We'll see in the next couple of days. But there are situations where you have to kind of say, okay, we were wrong about this one, and turn the page. But with Aguilar, when you look at not just what he did last year, the 35 homers, 108 RBIs, just he was a very good player. And yes, it was not as good in the second half as it was the first. But still, when you look at it as a whole, that was a very productive player who was a big part of your plan this year and a huge part of your clubhouse culture. I don't think that it would have made a lot of sense to give up on him, again, before the calendar turns to May. And how close were they to doing something with him? Who knows? I mean, Craig Counsell's comments before the game yesterday, if you go look at my story, I've got them. There was some urgency there. I mean, he said it's time for some production. And, you know, they were getting to that point where it was, I think, 80 at-bats going into last night's game. You get up towards 100 at-bats, and that's enough to make some decisions on. So it was very well-timed for Jesus Aguilar to find a little production. And now, again, can he stack up? And not to ramble on forever, but I'm curious to see the lineup today because the Rockies have Marquez going, a really good right-handed pitcher, really, really tough on righties. This is an Eric Sands day, probably. So I'm curious whether they, go with Eric Sands, which is kind of what they did at the beginning, where Sands would play against the tough righties, and then Aguilar, especially recently, you're putting Aguilar in the best position to succeed, like yesterday against the lefty, the day before against Steven Matz, a lefty. So I'm curious to see whether Craig Council kind of rides the hot hand and goes with Aguilar again, or whether he sticks with this kind of platoon situation. We'll see in a couple of hours.
Then you got to ask about, first and foremost, Christian Yelich. And, do we have an idea as to when he's going to be back?
No, and, he went through the same thing right before the All-Star break last year. His back, he manages sort of a tricky back, and that's not a new thing for him. He does a lot of, Craig Council called it prehab yesterday, where he does a lot of treatment and they do a lot of things to avoid these situations. But if you remember kind of late June, early July last year, I think it was four games or so that he missed with the same type of thing. And we all know what followed about a week later, the beginning of his, the insane run that lifted him to the MVP award.
Right.
The way he put it yesterday is it's gone when it's gone. And they do treatment. They did a lot of treatment yesterday. It wasn't good to play. It was better than the day before. So I hope it's better again today. I don't know if we'll see him in the lineup tonight. This is his last chance to, get to 15 homers before May 1st. No one's ever done that before. Yelich and Cody Bellinger are both trying to do that. So I'm not certain if he'll get that opportunity. That's, again, something that we'll see. That lineup will come out. It's a 6:40 game, so maybe 2:40, 3 o'clock or so we'll see that lineup.
Also, the pitching staff. Now, you get a nice one out of Zach Davies. Zach Davies is putting together a heck of a season right now. He's kind of hanging on to things for this team, right?
Yeah, but changeup is a weapon again. It seems like he's kind of simplified a little bit. Well, A, he's healthy. And last year, he just wasn't healthy. It was around this time that he threw a pitch to Anthony Rizzo, I think it was, and he felt something in his shoulder, and they believed it to be minor, and obviously it turned out to be much more than that, and it led to the back issue and all that stuff that limited him last year and kept him mostly out of the postseason until Gio went down. So he's healthy, number one, but he's also just kind of getting back to using that changeup. When he came to the Brewers, that was the scouting report, great changeup. And, he's locating it right now. He's really spotting his fastball. Look at all the pitches on the outside edge of the strike zone with the fastball. And he's got two great framers in Yasmani Grandal and Manny Pena that are getting him a lot of strikes. And then that changeup becomes really effective when he can get into the right count. So he's really on a roll. And you think about it, with all the other stuff going on in the rotation, including with tonight's starter, Jolie Chassin, who's going on start number 7, and really for him it's time to kind of find a role. I mean, you need your opening day starter to lead the way, and he's not been able to do that so far. Think about where they would be without Zach Davies, with Chassin struggling, with those young guys taking their lumps, the injury to Freddie Peralta, who's now on his way back sometime this week. They've got a lot of issues going on in the rotation, and Davies has provided a little bit of stability. I kind of feel like that's what they're going for with Gio Gonzalez as well. Give me 5 good innings where we're in the game. There's value to that.
Right.
And I think that's partly what they're looking for from Gio Gonzalez every 5 days.
Talking with Adam McAvey at Brewers.com and MLB.com. And now I look, after this team went through that little bit of a rough stretch, they've won 3 of their last 4. Do you see a... I don't want to say a turnaround, but do you see a level of, okay, we got through that, we've survived, we've even won a game now without Christian Yelich? Do you get a little sense that maybe things are turning a little bit for this team, or do you still think that there are some glaring weaknesses that eventually will need to be addressed?
Well, I don't know if you can call them weaknesses yet, but I think that they are looking for stability on both sides of the ball. The lineup, there's been encouraging signs, I would say, since the start of that Mets series where they've been able to score a bunch of runs in some games. And, Travis Shaw last week in St. Louis had a couple of good games in a row. Jesus Aguilar gets off the schneid last night. If they can get a little more from the middle of the order, it's going to be, in the end, a dangerous offense. It's not been consistently a dangerous offense yet. So they're looking to kind of get that sorted out. And then the pitching staff, definitely they're looking to get sorted out. You lose Corey Knebel and Jeremy Jeffress at the start of the year. That's going to have an impact on your bullpen. I think they're still sorting through that and trying to find guys to step up for those late-inning spots. I think Junior Guerra has been very big for them so far. And then in the rotation, look, it's a total jumble right now. But they're getting Freddy Peralta back. They're going to give him more opportunities to get going. You see little flashes from Brandon Woodruff. And talking to Yasmani Grandal about Brandon Woodruff, he feels like he is so close to being really good. And you see young pitchers go through this where they get hurt and get hurt and get hurt. And then all of a sudden the stuff is just so good that when they really learn to use it, it clicks. Yasmani Grandal is in the camp. And look, whether this is just what a catcher says, is supposed to say about a guy, I don't know. We'll see. But what he says, and man, the look in his eyes, like he believes it, that Brandon Woodruff is really close to getting going. So they're looking for just that flow that they had at points last year, where everything's kind of clicking all at once. Last night was a game where that happened, but they haven't stacked a lot of games together like that. And I think that they feel, just generally speaking, like they are a better pitching staff and a better offense than they've shown this year, and if given the opportunity to just keep playing, that will come through.
Well, as far as the offense goes, I mean, you would assume it has to. I mean, you know, with Travis Shaw, and granted, Jesus ended up busting out a little bit last night. His average now up to a whopping 156. But, you know, you got Travis Shaw at a 189. At least his, you know, on base percentage is over 280. But, you know, you got guys that are just really struggling right now. When you're talking about Ryan Braun hitting right at 200 and Shaw hitting under 200, Aguilar hitting under 200, man, that's tough to overcome when a good chunk of your lineup isn't getting it done. And some of these guys, you look at a guy like Yasmani Grandal, who was hitting well over 300 for a while. He's come back down to earth a little bit. You didn't expect him to hit there all season long. Same with Moustakas. But the numbers, while they're good, all at once, everybody kind of cooled for a little while, and you can look at some of the offensive woes as much as the pitching woes to say this is the reason we weren't getting wins.
Well, and what I would say in the much bigger picture is they are going to finish the month of April above 500. And I fully understand that 500 is not the aim for this team. But we spent a lot of time talking, Bill, in the run-up to spring training and in spring training about what the early portion of the season, what the schedule looked like for this team, that, you know, it's really tough. And look, there are some tough games ahead. This is a long homestand. It's good for them. They're a very good team at home. Then they face a long trip against some good teams. The Cubs, the Braves are in there, the Phillies. So they're still in a tough portion of their schedule, but they're going to get to May with a winning record, and that's good. I mean, look, that's better than not being over 500. And, you know, I think it wasn't a given that they were going to get to this point with a winning record because of the quality of the opponents that they were facing. So without everything clicking and with questions in the rotation and the bullpen and the offense, here they are, you know, with their heads above water after this really difficult month of April. So that's a positive. That's, I think, the way they're looking at it, at least, that if they can kind of get going, if they can start playing the way they feel like this roster is built to play, they'll be okay. And they'll be in it in the end, and that's, you know, that's what you want. Put yourself in position to play big games in the last couple of weeks of September and then see where you're at.
Always good, Adam. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again next week, pal, okay?
All right. See you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, to go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE, to go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.